Welcome to episode 1411 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus teaches his disciples about the eighth commandment, but he does not start with behavior. He starts with the heart. Luke 12, verse 15.
Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for life does not consist in the abundance of possessions.
Jesus is not simply saying, do not steal. He is saying, watch out for greed. This is the inward turn. This is Jesus revealing that theft begins not with the act of taking, but with the desire to have. Theft begins in the heart. Greed is the unchecked desire for more. It is the belief happiness will come through accumulation. It is the conviction that what you have is not enough and you need more. And greed, Jesus suggests, leads to theft. When greed goes unchecked, when desire is not disciplined, the natural outcome is taking what does not belong to you. Consider the progression. You see something you want. You experience desire. The desire grows. You think about it. You imagine having it. The desire intensifies. It becomes greed. You believe you need it. You believe you deserve it. And then, if the desire is not satisfied through legitimate means, it naturally leads to theft. You take what you want because you believe you deserve it. This is what Jesus is pointing to. The eighth commandment forbids the external act of theft, but the internal condition that leads to theft is greed. Jesus is saying, address the greed, and you address the theft. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10.
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
The love of money, the eager desire for it. This is the root of evil. Not money itself, but the love of it. Not having possessions, but being possessed by the desire for them. And notice what happens. Those who are eager for money wander from the faith. They lose their connection to God. They lose their way. They pierce themselves with many griefs. Greed does not lead to happiness. It leads to suffering, leads to the fracturing of the soul. Here is something crucial. Greed is itself a form of stealing. When you are greedy, when you covet what belongs to another, when you fantasize about taking what is theirs, you are already committing theft internally. You are stealing in your heart. The external act of theft is simply the manifestation of what has already happened internally. Jesus teaches this in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verses 27 and 28.
You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
Jesus applies the same logic to theft that he applies to adultery. The internal act precedes and shapes the external act. If you allow yourself to covet, allow yourself to fantasize about possessing what belongs to another, you are already committing theft internally. The external theft follows naturally. This is why Jesus is so concerned with greed. Greed is the internal condition from which theft flows. Jesus challenges a fundamental assumption of human nature, that happiness comes through possessions. Listen to what he says.
Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions.
This is revolutionary. In our culture, we are taught constantly that life is about possessions, that happiness comes through having more, that success is measured by what you own. But Jesus says, this is an illusion. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. In Luke 12, verses 16 to 20, he tells a parable to illustrate.
The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
The rich man has accumulated much. He builds bigger barns to store his wealth. He believes his abundance will allow him to live comfortably for many years. But God says, you fool. Why a fool? Because the man is building his security on possessions that will not save him. Because he is investing his life in what cannot ultimately satisfy him. Because he is pursuing an illusion. Death comes. His possessions cannot save him. His careful planning cannot prevent it. All that he accumulated is left behind. Jesus is saying, do not build your life on possessions. Do not believe that abundance will bring security or happiness. Do not think that what you accumulate will ultimately matter. If life does not consist in the abundance of possessions, what does it consist in? Paul speaks to this in Hebrews 13:5.
Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you."
Be content with what you have. This is the discipline that counters greed. Contentment does not mean you do not work. It does not mean you do not plan or save or invest. Contentment means that you are satisfied with what you have been given, means you are not driven by the hunger for more. Contentment is radical in a culture of consumption, a culture that tells you, you need more, you deserve more, you should always be seeking the next thing. Contentment says, I have enough. I am grateful for what I have. I do not need more to be happy. Paul also says in 1 Timothy 6 verses 6 to 8,
But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
Godliness with contentment is great gain. Notice this. True gain comes not from accumulation, but from contentment. True wealth is the freedom from wanting more. And the reminder, we brought nothing into the world. We will take nothing out. We are temporary stewards of what we have. And if we have food and clothing, the basics, we have what we need. So, what happens when greed takes hold? What happens when you allow yourself to be driven by the desire for more? First, you become enslaved. Greed is enslaving. It is a master that demands constant service. You work to accumulate, work to maintain, work to protect, work to get more. Second, you become anxious. You worry about losing what you have, worry about not having enough, worry about others taking from you. Third, you become isolated. Greed makes you competitive with others rather than cooperative, makes you suspicious, makes you hoard rather than share. Fourth, you become disconnected from God. You trust in your possessions instead of trusting in God. Believe your security comes from what you have rather than from God's faithfulness. Fifth, you become willing to harm others. If you are desperate enough for more, you will steal. You will exploit, cheat, do whatever it takes to accumulate. This is the trajectory of greed. And this is why Jesus is so urgent in his warning. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. The opposite of greed is generosity. If greed says, I need more, generosity says, I have enough and I can share. If greed says, hold tight, generosity says, open your hands. If greed creates anxiety, generosity creates peace. Jesus teaches this through the image of the lilies in Luke 12, verses 27 and 28.
Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith?
Jesus is calling for trust. Trust God will provide. Trust you do not need to accumulate beyond what you need. Trust that if God cares for the lilies, he cares for you. And this trust frees you from greed, frees you to be generous, frees you to share, frees you from the anxiety of accumulation. The eighth commandment forbids theft. But Jesus shows us theft begins in the heart. Theft begins with greed. Theft begins with coveting what belongs to another. When we address greed, when we discipline desire, when we practice contentment, we address the root of theft. And we experience something remarkable, freedom. Freedom from the anxiety of accumulation. Freedom from the slavery of greed. Freedom to trust God. Freedom to be generous. The eighth commandment protects our communities and our relationships. But it begins with protecting our hearts. Begins with watching out for greed. Begins with choosing contentment over endless desire. Father, help us see the greed in our hearts. Help us recognize the coveting that leads to theft. Help us understand life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Help us discipline our desires. Help us practice contentment with what we have. Help us trust you to provide. Free us from the slavery of greed and from the anxiety of accumulation. Help us become generous people who share freely because we trust in your faithfulness. And help us build a culture of contentment and generosity rather than a culture of greed and grasping. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.